Welcome to the Business Chop Podcast, where our guests speak on meeting the challenges of entrepreneurship, as well as offer tips and advice on business, marketing, technology, and more. Whether you are a newbie or a seasoned professional, this episode is for you. I am your host, Audrey Wiggins. Let's chop it up. Hello, Chop Squad. Audrey again here. I'm excited as usual for our podcast and our time together. Our guest today is Derek Johnson. So we're going to learn a little bit about him, and he's going to tell us some information. And so hopefully we'll be better on the other side of this interview. All right. So Derek, he's mixed and growing up in the South. He saw the hatred from both sides, but he used that as fuel, along with his dark upbringing in a home of alcoholism and rage. Now, Derek used fitness as his escape and quickly was able to stay calm. In most moments, people would probably break down or snap. And that's very important. So we look forward, Derek, to you giving us some tools to use in our types of dark situations and things that we might go through. So we look forward to learning more and hearing from Derek on the other side of this message.
Knock out your competition with All Together Marketing. We elevate your brand. Take a stance with your business name, logo, the tagline, your colors, even the fonts for your business. And then jab left with your website, jab right with core values. Back up with product experience and bring it on with you. Visit alltogether.biz and let us help you create a knockout brand.
Welcome back. More about Derek. Derek Johnson is a U.S. Army veteran. He's a life coach, trainer that has helped over 500 clients and 50 companies go from just surviving to thriving through his coaching modalities and marketing efforts. And that's very important, folks. Derek was awarded Soldier of the Year for his battalion three times. He received numerous awards for PT and, is that physical therapy? Or what is that?
No, it's physical training in the Army is a PT test. Yes.
Okay. So physical training, so PT in the Army, and took his leadership skills, certifications, and life experiences to help people take control of their mind, body, and so they can thrive as well and not just survive. Again, Derek, welcome to the Business Chop.
I appreciate you having me, Audrey. It's a pleasure being here.
So let's just get started with something fun. I usually try to ask our clients now, you know, something fun about them. So,
okay.
So you would do something in the, should I just say it or you want to say it or expound?
Yeah,
it?
You can go ahead. You can go ahead.
All right, Chop Squad. So his fun thing that maybe most people may not know that he wants to share is how he turned pain into fuel and how to perspective hop. Now, what's that, Derek? Perspective
hop. All right. Great question.
All right.
So what perspective hopping is I like to first start with somebody getting crystal clear on their version 10.0 of themselves. So if they could imagine, what would he or she look like? Where do they live? Are they married? Do they have kids? If so, how many? Every single area of their life, their career, their skill sets, their accolades, every single area that they can think of. So if they get crystal clear on that person, they paint the vision from the inner, all the characteristics of them, to the outer, to their environment, to the people in their life, to the loved ones and family. They just keep going out. So step one, getting crystal clear on your version 10.0. Who would you be proud of to be or to become? So the clearer they can get on that person without using just blanket statements like, I want to be successful, I want to have a family, I want to be rich, I want to be wealthy. All those things, they sound great, but they're very broad. So if they can be super specific, they're like, I want two kids, a son and a daughter. I want to be living in this kind of home with 1 acre of land behind me, and just really paint the picture of every area of their life. So starting with that, and then current self, they look at their current self. So let's just say currently they are in a stressful situation, whether that's personal or professional. They can say, you know what? I'm crystal clear on where I want to go. This right here is part of my comeback story and my journey. If I don't know how to find the information to fix this situation or to come back from my failure or my mistake, whatever the situation is, I need to find somebody that can help me, but I'm not going to let this derail me or slow me down because I'm so clear about what I want and who I want to become and who I want in my life that this is just a test right here. I see it as a challenge. And then they can look at their younger version and see the perspective of their younger version that's proud of their current self. And they're looking back saying, man, so myself, I used to be very skinny. I was bullied. I was insecure. I had a bad stuttering issue. I hated public speaking. I would never raise my hands. My shoulders always slumped forward. I was like in a ball because I was just so pent up from a lot of just trauma and everything. So that child, that kid, he would look at current me and be proud. And then current version of you could look at your 10.0. And then the last perspective is zoom all the way out. What higher power that someone believes in? I believe in God, but what does God see? He sees you along the journey and he laid everything out there the way that it should be. Yes, it's painful. Yes, it can be stressful. But if we can see that crystal clarity and have that trust and that faith in God and then within ourselves, we can perspective hop and then come back to the present moment and we can be a little calmer and say, you know what? I see the whole journey. I need to just take a breather. Yes, I'm feeling angry. Yes, I'm feeling sad. Yes, I might be annoyed because I lost or failed. But I'm going to take a deep breath, reset, and figure out what the next step is. And then the mind goes into solutions based because the mind's pretty excited. Proud of our current self from the younger self, excited to see the future. And in the current situation isn't as big or as stressful as we saw it 10 minutes ago or 20 minutes ago, whenever they started the visualization of the perspective hopping. But it's super beneficial and powerful because it pops them out of the current situation so they don't feel like that is controlling and crippling them.
So the perspective hop is really deep.
Yes.
Okay, you know, going from the younger self to, you know, to the older self and looking back and looking forward and, you know, and believing in God and what would he think or what would his opinion be, you know, of me or us, you know, in this situation and that, you know, he just wants us to succeed.
Oh, yes, exactly. And being able to see that, it just helps us not give the current situation power over us. Mm. We realize that the power is within us. And then once we're calmer, you can either release, as in like maybe somebody's annoyed, they can release that energy, shake it out. Maybe they can release some tears. Maybe they can hydrate. Maybe they can get a quick workout in, whatever they need to do to reset. Maybe they got to come back up. Maybe they got to come back down. And from there, focus on the solutions and they'll feel much more excited. And it's just a reminder that they have the power and they have the faith. And that combined can make it through any situation.
Yeah, absolutely. And I noticed that you use clean practices.
Yes.
Trying to refuel and step back and look and not, okay, let me, you know, have this drug real quick and let me just sit back with this alcohol and, you know, and then I'll come back to it. I'll feel better about it. You know, so that's the masking. Then I think we never really solve the issue when we do it like that.
Oh, yeah. You're 100% right. A lot of people in society, they mask it because they hold things in so much, they never actually release it. That pain, that annoyance, that sadness, that trauma. So they just mask it with alcohol, mask it with too many social settings. They can't sit in a room, They can't sit in a room alone with their own thoughts. Mm-hmm. Some people, they'll like try to sleep their stress away, which doesn't help. It's kind of like it's their own escape. So everybody has their own subtle thing. It does not always have to be unhealthy. But if somebody can identify what they do, they can slowly take control of it and say, you know what, when I do feel this way, I need to figure out a better outlet opposed to always going to that bottle or to this group setting or taking a nap multiple times a day, which is unnecessary.
Right. That just makes us more draggy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Too much sleep. So what steps should someone take to be able to take control of their situations? Or how can we get to that mindset where we do, you know, we get up, we take a walk or we work out or really, you know, how do we get to that calm state where we can, you know, can really intelligently, you know, look at ourselves or the situation that's, you know, separate from ourselves, or if that's the right way to say it.
Yeah, for sure. Great question. So one thing that I like to do with clients and friends is we grab a sheet of paper and a pen and we create an eliminate sheet and we ask ourselves the question, what could I eliminate or replace with something better that'll help me make more progress? What could I eliminate or replace with something better that can help me make more progress? And step one, we start with what we eat and drink. Maybe this person has too much sugar. Maybe this guy has too many carbs. And they're like, you know what? These carbs are making them crave food all day long. The sugar for her is spiking her insulin, and then it drops, and her energy is just on a roller coaster all day, and her mental focus, she's like, I can't even focus. So starting with what we eat and drink. So let's just say this person, they write down sugar. Then in regards to what they drink, maybe they feel like they drink too many artificial drinks or too much alcohol. They start with that. They start with the basics. The next step is, what do they look at most frequent on their phone? When they're bored, when they're stressed at work, when they don't feel like sending these emails or getting on that group call, what is their loop? Everybody has a digital loop. Maybe they go to TikTok, to Instagram, to email, add another item to their Amazon cart. And next thing you know, 30 minutes went by and they're like, how did I end up here? And it's more so like a tap out, like they're stressed and overwhelmed with the situation. So everyone has a digital loop. So we start with what we consume, also what we consume on our phone. And then we can start to go deeper and say, you know what? I want to eliminate these intrusive thoughts or these negative thoughts that I have, or not being able to accept a compliment.
That's another
common one. People feel bad when they say thank you because they don't want to come across as arrogant, but there's nothing wrong with saying thank you, but they could change the subject onto them. But an example could be, instead of saying thank you, they just say, hey, you know what? I'm not that great. I suck at this, or I'm not good at this. And they receive the compliment and then they belittle themselves really quick. It's like an auto response. Yes. So maybe that's something the person eliminates. So so they just go one by one. And since they start with the food, then they go with their phone or any other digital devices they have, they start to open up more and really write down more things. And by the end of it, let's just say they have six main things written down, they have clarity. And then we say, okay, which one of these do you think is slowing you down the most? And I'm not picking it for them. They choose it because they usually know. And they're like, you know what? Sugar. I can't focus because my sugar's up, my sugar's down. And that's when stress and anxiety comes because I feel all over the place. Okay. You've been drinking sodas every day for 7 years. Let's do one a day. And then let's do 5 days a week. Then let's do 3 days a week. And we're just going, we're not trying to go cold turkey on everything, but let's just set up a process where we stack some wins, as in, hey, it's been 2 days since I haven't done this thing. Hey, it's been 2 weeks since I haven't done this thing. But I always recommend starting off this way before they try to change your schedule or add to their routine. Because if they try to change a schedule or add to the routine, they're already overwhelmed. They're already having too much on their plate, so it's not going to be effective. So step one is, what can I eliminate? What can I eliminate? And it's so beneficial because they'll have clarity and then they'll feel like they have their power back and they feel like they at least let one thing off of themselves. They say, you know what? Sugar, I can go with the sugar. And then they can go deeper as the days and weeks go to negative thoughts and really start to work on it. But before somebody changes a routine or adds to it, I always recommend asking yourself, what could I get rid of that is holding me back from making the progress I want? And it's usually something that we do to ourselves. Yes, okay. The outside world is there, but if we can slowly get rid of stuff, we'll open up the doors to new opportunities, new people, new blessings.
Amen. Absolutely. So what type of clients you usually have the most success with in their personal and professional life when trying to have this focus?
I noticed that people that were athletes in the past, maybe in middle school, maybe in high school, college. Also, let's just say if they were in competitive band, anything that was competitive, martial arts, sports, band, a dance team, if they played an instrument, maybe they went to art shows or like science fair projects, but they're very competitive in whatever they did. It could be physical related, it could be creativity related, but they just naturally have that fire in them. So that person, if they have the right blueprint or the right guidance or the right team with them, a support system, they usually do really well fast because they already have that innate, that oomph, whatever you want to call it, that fire, have it in them.
For those who may not have that, then what could they use to propel them forward?
Great question. So they could see what they got from their pain, whether it's trauma, a mistake. What is that thing they got from their pain? Sometimes it's a blessing, like a gift. So many people that have witnessed a level of trauma, they realize that they're really good with people, adults, kids, maybe even animals, but they naturally are just good at something, even if it's not their career. But if they can really zoom out and look at it and say, what do people come to me for? Because guarantee somebody comes to them for something. They ask them something, And sometimes it has nothing to do with their career or whatever they're studying. They're just so good at this. And then they're like, huh, I think I'm onto something there. And usually what it is, when we peel back the layers and learn about their upbringing, something happened to make them really good at that thing. Maybe they understand people. So my gift that I feel like God blessed me with as a child and as a teenager was discernment, being able to read somebody where they're at or reading a room. And it came from being that kid that was like hyper aware, thinking something's going to be thrown at them, they're going to be hit. So I was just always aware. And the older I got, I was like, okay, this helped me with sports. It helped me in the Army. So I was always the dad of my groups because I always knew what was going on in a restaurant, scan the room. And before any danger happens, I always let people know, like, hey, let's get out of here. Like, what are you talking about? 5 to 10 minutes later, something happens. Like, how do you know this is going to happen? Wow. I don't know. I felt it. Listen to me, because I felt it. That wasn't me. That was God, my intuition. So exactly. So with that example, that person who may have not did anything competitively with sports or band, guarantee you they've been through a traumatic situation that they overcame, but maybe they haven't asked themselves, what gift did I get from that situation? And usually there's some skill that's subtle, but a way to think about it is, what do people come to you for? And you naturally just have the answer for them. Something there is coming from the gift of your pain from the past.
Absolutely. That's a new spin on no pain, no gain.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. But I do believe that. And you're sitting here, telling us, but I totally agree with that. There's something, good that comes out of that pain. And that could be, go to the next question is like, how do we use that pain as fuel? And that was something that you had talked about earlier, like, how do you, did it, but how can we, take our pain and turn that into fuel? Let that be our superpower.
Oh, yes. So you could use it as your superpower. There's three different ways. One, you could create an alter ego. So if somebody played sports, they probably got their game face on, or before they went on the stage and performed, maybe they're an introvert, but once they get on that basketball court, once they get on the stage to perform, once they're at church and it's time to grab the microphone, another person shows up. They're like, this is Audrey. That's Jimmy. Who is this? But that is their alter ego performing. So if somebody thinks of major artists, they might see that him or her in an interview and they might be really quiet and laid back, and then they perform and they just knock the house down. They're like a totally different person. So I like to use music and sports as the example. And if somebody didn't do those, maybe they didn't like their name growing up. Maybe they wish their name was something else, which sounded cooler. That name could potentially be their alter ego name. So they could ask themselves, what would so-and-so do in this situation? Because all he or she knows how to do is to get stuff done. We're on it. We're disciplined. We're not worried about what's happening in the world. We're just going to get into this zone. We got 6 hours to get stuff done. Derek cannot show up. I need the other guy to show up. He's going to get stuff done and not overthink or overanalyze. He's just boom, 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 boom. And then you tap out of it after work or after the situation and you realize how much you got done and you were just in flow state and you were going. But it's always interesting to see. So somebody could utilize the pain and create an alter ego to get stuff done when they don't feel like it and they can still get in that zone. So they could tap into it. Yeah. The second one is they could see, what did this pain give me? So going back to the gift, was it a gift? Was it a skill set? Was it a blessing? And they could use that, maybe a career. Maybe they can start a nonprofit or a charity. Maybe they can give back to the community, whatever the case may be. But usually that can relate to it because the best teachers are the ones that lived it and experienced things. So person one, they could teach from a textbook, education all day long. They do well. But person two, if they have education and life experience, people are just going to feel their voice more. They're like, okay, I think she's witnessed this. And then usually when we learn their backstory, it makes sense why they're so good at what they do. So if they can have awareness, so one, the alter ego, two, what did you get from the past pain? And then three is, how can you use that to lead others? Meaning raising your standards. Because when you operate at that higher level, everyone around you will want to come up as well. You might have the few people that will try to pull you down, but the majority of people, they'll appreciate the intensity, the focus, and building everyone up. And they're organized, they're disciplined. They're like, wow, you make me want to just work on this, work on that. There's something about you. And he or she could walk into a room, not say a word, but they just have that look in their eyes and they're just focused. And that can be used from the pain as well. So that pain can be flipped into focus and productive action. So a combination of all three is amazing, but maybe one of those stood out to somebody that they used to use or maybe haven't thought of, but everything is just perspective. So whatever story we tell ourselves repetitively, that's going to become our reality. So sometimes we're stuck in a rut. We've all done it. God, why me? Not another one.
Exactly.
Oh, why is this happening? And then we just attract more stuff. And it's just like 10 things in one day. You're like, whoa, I just need to sit down and go home. And I'm going to reset tomorrow. Because if I do anything else, I'm going to mess something else up. So I'm not touching anything. I'm just going to go to sleep and I'll restart tomorrow. But these things can definitely help you with that pain to utilize it in different ways.
Yeah, that makes sense. I love that. So when it comes to our friendships and other relationships, what advice would you give people?
I would advise people to, number one, rate your circle. And you don't have to tell everyone what the rating is, but the rating is more so, are they pouring in my cup or am I only pouring in their cup? Are you just giving to them and they take, or do they provide value as well? So it should be a two-way street, because some friendships people get caught up on, we've been friends for 12 years. That's awesome. That might be a fact, but how many of those 12 years were positive on your end, right? As in what they provided for you? And it doesn't mean we just have to give each other things, just support. And a most common one is, does he or she actually listen when you're talking about anything, your passion, trying to get something off your chest, or are they doing this? Oh yeah. I'm listening. No. You said something about chicken and Alfredo, and you're like, what are you talking about?
Right. Like,
well, why am I even talking to you? I'm better off talking to my dog. Like, at least she's gonna listen. But sometimes it's like that when you rate the circle. You're like, man, especially when somebody's talking about something they're passionate about, because that's really aggravating when they ask you a question and the person gets so passionate about their thing, and the other person just kind of zones out, and then it makes them wonder, why'd you even ask me? Because it might be a totally different industry or thing, but if that's really your friend, if that's really your family or your person, why not enjoy seeing their excitement and ask them more questions? Because that is what drives them. It might not be what drives you, but just being an active listener. So really assessing your circle. And then the second one would be, have you set boundaries? Some could call it expectations, but boundaries are going to be more effective. And this is more so for yourself. So what boundaries do you have with people? And you're not expecting everybody to screw you over, do anything bad. It's more so, hey, I need me time X amount of days a week or month. And then I'll have friend time. And can the friend understand that if they text me at 7 p.m., if I don't respond till 6 a.m., there's nothing weird about it.
Right.
Because some friends are like, what? Everything okay? And they're really like jumpy about it, but they have nothing but time on their hands. But the real friends, they don't expect an instant response, because they're like, hey, busy people understand busy people. It's like, we all have our lives, and that does not change the friendship. If it's not an emergency, then it's not an emergency. But really seeing who crosses that boundary to expect you to stop everything you're doing just to pick up that phone call, to have them tell you about their same thing they talked about the past 5 years. Or do they respect it? And once you guys link up, it's like nothing changed. So assessing your circle, rating it, and then seeing, are there any boundaries that somebody is close to, or you got to set up for yourself? Because sometimes people don't have boundaries and they're too nice, and they become that people pleaser, and they don't notice till afterwards that they're like, oh wow, people started using me. And I don't know if they really are or not, because I just allowed everyone. I said yes to everything. Yes, I'll be there soon. I'm gonna drive here. Yes, I'm gonna do this. Oh, you want me to do the email? Yes. And after a while they get drained, but then it's hard for them to assess who actually genuinely needed something and who just repetitively knew that they're going to say yes. So at that point, the person almost can't really figure out who's really there for them. So that person definitely just has to set up boundaries so they don't get burnout and then they miss out on their own tasks.
Yeah, and that's true. And especially, you know, we're sitting here as entrepreneurs, we're constantly taking care of somebody else.
You
know,
oh yeah.
Somebody else's business, you know,
exactly.
whatever that is. And, you know, then life, you know, we have to take care of life, and you know, so things get by the wayside, the, you know, the housework, you know, doesn't get done, or, you know,
Yes.
like you said, our own tasks. Maybe we want to write a book or create a course or something, and we're just constantly putting that, you know, further back down the road.
Oh yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, Derek, is there anything else that you have for us? How can we get in touch with you if not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. I appreciate it, Audrey. So they can reach me at fitwithderek.com. That's where they would see coaching clients. I like to show pictures and videos, and I'll just say real people, real results. And my favorite part is the videos, because you could see it in their body language. They're proud of themselves. They overcame drinking. They bounced back from failures. They bounced back from a divorce. He came back from a deployment and was like, I lost his weight. I stopped smoking. So really seeing the light and energy in somebody's eye again, where they realize that life from here on out is going to be better. So that's what I love to show. And social media is Fit with Derek too. My whole intent is just to plant seeds. If somebody hits snooze 5 times, they see my video, they're going to be like, ooh, he was talking to me in that video. Let me get my ass out of bed. My whole intent is just to light that fire. I like making people think where they're like, hey, I needed that. I don't know who you are, but you were talking to me. I opened my fridge and I thought about, what am I about to grab? So that's my whole intent, is to plant seeds.
Okay. I love it. So what's your final advice for us?
I would see, what can you do to become the man or woman that you always needed? What can you do to become the man or woman that you always needed? And how could you give that person to others? And it doesn't have to be career. That could be nonprofit, charity, volunteer hours for whoever, animals, kids, adults, or create a business. But if somebody didn't have that ideal parental figure or whatever happened to them in their past, what can they do to become that person that they always needed? And then how can they give that person to others? Because I feel like that's when things come full circle.
That's perfect. Well, I really appreciate your time here, Derek, and helping us to break these old patterns so that we can thrive in our lives. But if that's it, Chop Squad, get into Derek Johnson's website. He's got a lot of stuff there for you to look at and to get into, and definitely contact him and get on the right foot, and so you can turn your pain into fuel too.
I appreciate you having me, Audrey.
Yep, you're welcome.
Thank you for listening to The Business Chop. We hope that you were able to glean valuable information from our guest and that you will download and share this podcast. Your rating and review is much appreciated. To go deeper with our guests, please visit their website and social channels. To learn more about us, please visit businesschop.info or altogether.biz, where we will help you expand your brand.